Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, top three stories here for you to start off this hour. Russia warns of consequences if the U.S. Sends Patriot missiles to Ukraine. What did they call it? Wasn't unintentional consequences. Unforeseen consequences. Unforeseen consequences. Okay. Aaron Dean was found guilty of manslaughter. He is the Dallas-Fort Worth police officer. He killed Tatiana Jefferson back in 2019. A jury found him guilty. And the National Archives released nearly 13,000 files, JFK files, that pertain to his assassination. There's only like 3,000 files left. The last data dump of files that came out last year, we really didn't get any additional information. There wasn't any new insight or anything like that. I know that people are hoping that we get additional insight here, but as we've already got one text that says, no, those last 3,000 files are going to have the, those are going to have the meat. They're going to release the things that they feel like won't, you know, we still won't, we'll still have a bunch of gaps in the story. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories. I want to hit this story. I saw it yesterday, and I just had too many other things already pre-planned, pre-programmed, you know, pre-show prep to talk about than to bring it up. But I do want to bring it up now, which is there's a Florida police officer who was treated for overdose after exposure to fentanyl during a traffic stop. This fentanyl stuff starting to freak me out a little bit. I'm just going to say starting to freak me out a little bit. I think the first time it really, so I know that the number one killer of adults ages, 25 to 54 is now fentanyl in the state of Florida. It's like, holy smokes. That's a lot. That's the number one killer. So that's already kind of a whoa, right? But when you give that number, And you go, well, the number one killer of adults now is fentanyl overdose. I mean, honestly, there's a part of me that just goes, well, gonna have to stop doing drugs then. Like, just stop doing drugs, then you won't have a chance of overdosing and it'll all be good. That was the first reaction, erroneously. Because then I started reading these stories. There was a guy, a kid in Mobile, he's like 17 years old. It was his first time ever doing drugs. And the drugs that he did was laced with fentanyl. He wasn't purposely trying to use fentanyl. It was his first time ever doing drugs. He didn't want to do something hard, but it was laced with fentanyl. He OD'd and died. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't understand the drug culture and all this other stuff, so I'm still once again thinking, man, how many drugs he used for his first time ever? But then he started getting these other stories where they say, oh no, just even a little tiny itty-bitty bit can kill a human. It's like, what? And then we read that story a week ago, 2 weeks ago, about a baby, a toddler in San Francisco. It was in a public park, and it was just crawling on the grass, this little toddler. And all of a sudden, the toddler just started choking and turned blue and was starting to die. And turns out it was exposed to fentanyl. And I'm like, how is this baby exposed to fentanyl? And the officials came out and said fentanyl is so poisonous, it's so potent that it could just be fentanyl powder in the grass. And this, as this baby was walking, it can be absorbed through the skin. And so this baby OD'd. Now, luckily, they were able to save the baby. But that's like, that was my first like, oh, wow. Totally innocent child just crawling on the grass and hitting it with its hand, and it can OD. And then we got the story yesterday. If you haven't seen it, it is a little bit disturbing, but the police officer is, she's recovering at home now. She's okay, or will be okay. She's recovering. But she pulled up a traffic stop. There was a baggie. She opened up the baggie, the Ziploc bag, and she immediately noticed that it was narcotics. So as soon as she noticed that, she immediately closed the bag. But within seconds, she started to choke and called for backup. And by the time other officers got there, she was passed out on the ground. She completely OD'd just by opening a bag of I'm like, what? Now, she says now there was also wind. So when she opened the bag, she thinks the wind, that it was a windy day. So that wind might have kicked up the fentanyl more. But still, that, like, you wouldn't think somebody would OD just by opening up a bag. No, it's not like she stuck her nose in it. She just opened it up to see what was in there and immediately saw it was drugs and closed it immediately, and it was too late. And she was even wearing rubber gloves. She was even wearing rubber gloves. And she completely OD'd. They had to give her 3 doses of Narcan to revive her right there on the spot. And they had the body cam footage. The police officers had the body cam footage to show what happened. And it's kind of disturbing video, but at the same time, it was eye-opening to me. And it was like, oh my gosh, this stuff is crazy dangerous. Why is this on the street? And then you go back to, like, okay, how is it getting on the street? And we know a lot of it is coming across the border. A lot of it's coming across the border through this illegal migration that's happening and the chaos that's happening on the border. Most of it from people who really just want a better life. But the drug dealers are taking advantage of that and of that chaos in order to get these drugs into the country. It's crazy. It's bizarre. Escambia County is preparing to launch the Coordinated Opioid Program, known as CORE. I'll tell you a little bit more about this right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We do have some slow traffic throughout Gulf Breeze proper. This is going to be as you're heading out of Gulf Breeze towards Pensacola, going towards the 3 Mile Bridge at Fairpoint Drive, right in front of the Chick-fil-A. So that light is a little bit heavier than usual, but 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, checking in clear, and we're looking great on 98 throughout the Nature Preserve, Tiger Point, and Navarre. I-10 and I-110 also checking in without any major slowdowns. Everyday afternoon delays on Highway 90. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as 29. This is going to be in the northbound direction as you are entering Cantonment. If you see anything else on the road, just make sure to give me a call at 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, so Escambia County, we've brought this up before. There's a handful of counties that are coming out with this new CORE program. We are one of them. And so the CORE program stands for Coordinated Opioid Program. So what this is, Eric Gilmore says that he's the county's public safety director, says that they're interviewing nurses and EMTs as hospitals are getting the final medications that they need to basically streamline care from the moment of an overdose to a patient's emergency care to eventual long-term treatment. So the goal here to address the opioid crisis is to not just say, oh, well, this is a problem. It's to help recovery. That's really a lot about what this is about. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, we have to talk about it. 186 of the deaths in the circuit were Escambia County residents. 100,000 in the country. And like I say, that's equivalent to a jumbo jet. If you look at 100,000 citizens in this country, that's a jumbo jet. 300 people crashing every day. We don't hear about it, but that's every single day. That's a good point. And I actually think there's 10 counties, something like that, in the state of Florida that are launching this new innovative addiction care pilot program. So in 2021, there was 8,000 reported overdose deaths in Florida. Since 2015, fentanyl, which we were just talking about, fentanyl overdose deaths increased by 790%. That stuff freaking me out, man. I gotta tell you. Good question. How are the people making this stuff not dying? They're like in full hazmat suits, I guess. That's like gotta be the only way. This stuff's like, right? Man, so scary. This stuff's way scarier than COVID. I mean, ooh. I can't believe it's that potent and that could, like, you could just be around it, put your hand on it. I didn't realize it could absorb through the skin until I read that story about that baby. And now this police officer who just opened up the baggie and immediately closed it and then went into shock. Like, oh, my gosh. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. I want a hippopotamus. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. You got a couple of questions pertaining to this fentanyl. One question is what I've asked many times aloud. Why must drug dealers want to kill their customers? We're talking about fentanyl and how deadly it is. Well, they don't want to kill their customers. That the thing is a lot of people overdosing. It's been an accidental overdose. So here's the thing. What's happening most of the time is they're lacing drugs, whether it be heroin or cocaine, with fentanyl. They're lacing it. And you think, okay, but why are they doing that when fentanyl's so dangerous and can kill you so easily? Well, it can kill you very easily in certain doses. And so they lace it in a way that they feel like this is safe enough. You're going to get a really good high and you're going to be okay. But then what people think is, oh, I'm used to taking cocaine or I'm used to taking heroin or whatever. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, since I'm used to this, I'm used to taking more than maybe the quote unquote prescribed amount or whatever. But the problem is if it's laced with fentanyl, now you're taking more fentanyl than what you should take. And you don't know it's laced with fentanyl. So then the question is, why are they lacing with fentanyl in the first place? Simple. Fentanyl's cheaper than heroin. Fentanyl's cheaper than cocaine. So when they cut it, basically they're cutting it, and they're basically lacing the fentanyl in there so you can get just as potent of a high, but cheaper to make. So they're making more money, a lot more money. You're still getting the high, and everything's all good in their mind. The problem is people are not knowing it's laced with fentanyl, so they're taking more than what they normally would or whatever, and that's how they're ODing. That's just one example. I'm sure there's other ways and, you know, other explanations as well. It's terrible. It's sad. It's bizarre that this has happened so quickly. Like, this has come upon us so quickly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Oil is once again flowing through most of the Keystone Pipeline after being shut down because of a leak. A section of the more than 2,600-mile pipeline remains shut off in Kansas as the investigation into the leak continues. The White House says it's preparing for the end of what's known as Title 42 next week. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre cited a plan released by DHS this week to mitigate the expected influx of migrants once the rule expires. A bill that would let Puerto Rico decide whether it wanted to become a state is heading to the Senate. It passed the House in a bipartisan vote. A binding referendum would be held on the statehood issue if the bill becomes law. Unusually high number of adults in the U.S. may actually believe in Santa Claus. A recent Ipsos holiday season poll of more than 1,000 adults found that 21% of respondents said they believe in St. Nick. A little high there, don't you think?
21% is definitely higher than I would have thought. Yes. That's one out of five adults saying like, okay. But that makes me wonder, like, I don't know. I would have follow-up questions. Let's just put it that way. I would have follow-up questions if I was able to talk to somebody, like how deep the belief goes. Like, you're going all the way back to St. Nick? Are you going to, you know what I mean?
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, exactly. Like where's the belief system sit on that? That would be my question. And now with the kids one, surprised me almost just as much. What was the stat on that one?
Yeah, so that one was, hold on a second. The poll also found... Oh, no. 46%.
Oh, 46. That's right. Yeah.
46% of those surveyed said their children are believers. Yeah. So that wasn't 46% of children saying they believe.
That's
46% of the parents saying, yeah, our children are believers. So yeah. I don't know.
Okay. That does change it a little bit.
Yeah.
Right there. Because it's mom and dad saying, no, my kid doesn't believe in Santa.
Well, maybe he actually does, and you don't want, I don't know.
And that could be that, too. Got a couple of texts about that earlier saying, well, a lot of parents nowadays are just trying to push and teach that Christmas is about Christ, and so they're not even introducing the Santa thing. And they're like, well, that's over here, and so that's might be why we're seeing an increase, or maybe we're seeing that number being lower or something. I'm like, oh, maybe, yeah, could be that reason. Gracie, what do you got going on with traffic?
Our traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Our roads are checking and clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. We're going to start seeing some slowdowns around Avalon Boulevard on I-10 exit as you're getting off onto Avalon Boulevard heading eastbound on 29. We have some delays as you move northbound towards Muskogee Road and our typical afternoon traffic. If you are leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect some delays on the bridge due to construction. Our slowdowns near Gulf Breeze proper have cleared up, so 98 is checking and cleared. Nothing major to slow you down. See someone else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. This holiday season, ECUA encourages you to eliminate pouring cooking oil and grease down the drain. Keep your home's plumbing on a fat-free diet and visit livegreenecua.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
All right. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a couple texts here. Your stats on fentanyl flooding the border by illegals are, of course, unfounded and usual talking points of the far right. I'm a far-right demon. Come on. Calm yourself down now. I'm just Bobby, all right? I'm your neighbor. Most fentanyl smugglers are Americans. Most come through legally through our ports and USPS by Americans. Now, see, I've seen that to be unfounded. There's actually been a lot of fentanyl that has been captured crossing the border, too, so it's not unfounded. It's a quick Google thing. Customs and border sees fentanyl and you find just tons and tons of it. So it's commonly going on. It's a quick Google search. You don't have to do Google very much. Here's another one that says, I've heard of parents moving away from Santa Claus because they want a credit. They want the credit for the kids' gifts. I've actually heard that too. Yeah. I've heard that too. Yeah. They're like, no, I'm the one blessing you. I'm like, okay. Yeah, calm down. All right. Coming up here next, Governor Newsom from California weighing in on the border. And this one might surprise you. That's next, the News Radio 92.3.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Governor Newsom from California, basically not happy with Title 42 being, getting rid of Title 42, encouraging President Biden to reverse his Title 42 decision that allows police and border officers to expedite the expulsion of illegal immigrants. He says that the state of California is about to break because of the border crisis. Oh, this might be Gavin Newsom trying to run for president, though.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So if you would like a pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life, It's a Wonderful Life is going to be shown at the Singer Theater December 19th at 7 o'clock. So if you'd like to go see that movie on us, we got a pair of tickets for you. Just text in. Just text in snow. Since we're just talking about let it snow, let it snow. Text in snow to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You text that in and you can have a chance to win. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into your sports hit. Russia is warning of consequences, unforeseen, unexpected consequences, if the United States sends Patriot missiles to Ukraine. And I mean, yeah, there's a lot of thoughts about the whole Russia and Ukraine thing. Actually, let me just throw this out there. If President Biden is not the president after 2024, do you think Russia will continue their antics over there? What are your thoughts about that? 850-437-1620. All right, other top three stories. Aaron Dean, the former Dallas-Fort Worth officer who shot and killed Tatiana Jefferson in 2019, has been found guilty of manslaughter by a jury. And finally, the National Archives released nearly 13,000 files pertaining to the JFK assassination. And I'm starting to see stuff now coming out about, hey, these files were released. These are some of the things. But so far, I haven't seen anything coming out saying like, oh, this is a big, like any big revelation. No big revelation yet. But I mean, 13,000 files, it's going to take a while for people to get through all that stuff. So we'll see what happens right there. So those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NFL is on Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime Video. San Francisco 49ers take on the Seattle Seahawks at 7:15. By the way, you can also listen to the game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Always forget to bring that up, but ESPN Pensacola has all your primetime football. So Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football, it's all over there. NBA is on NBA TV at 7 o'clock tonight with the Bucks against the Grizzlies, followed by the Suns against the Clippers. No real televised games on for NCAA men's basketball tonight, but NHL hockey is on ESPN Plus. Tonight at 6 o'clock, the Florida Panthers are hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting the Columbus Blue Jackets at 6 o'clock as well. Like I said, all those are on ESPN Plus. Then in sports news, ex-NFL star Drew Brees getting a coaching job, at least temporarily for now. He's brought on as a Purdue assistant coach for the Citrus Bowl. And the Warriors star Stephen Curry is expected to be out a few weeks with a shoulder injury. And the Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is ruled out against the Browns. Let's get your CBS Sports Minute, and then we'll have your traffic on the fives right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. If you want to know how fast things move in the NFL, just look at how tonight's Niners-Seahawks game is being covered. There was an incredible sigh of relief in the Bay Area when it was reported that Brock Purdy would play. Yes, Brock Purdy, a seventh-round pick, a rookie, Mr. Irrelevant. Now he's the reliable option for a Super Bowl contender? You bet he is. Now we all get to sit back and see if Purdy's magic carpet ride continues in primetime. Should be fun. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Hey, sports fans, this is the Ultimate Vegas Insider, John Anthony. Thursday night report against the spread. Last 5 weeks documented 9-2. That's 81% winners. I'm red hot. Tonight, San Francisco, Seattle is huge against the spread. And it sure is free on recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Hoop actions, UC Irvine, Santa Clara, against the spread NBA. Free recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. I love the sweep the board Thursday nights. Call now, get 7 days of my top plays absolutely free. Recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. I love to go 5-0 Thursdays. 5-0 Thursdays. San Francisco, Seattle is a monster against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. San Francisco, Seattle, plus hoops action. UC Irvine, Santa Clara, 1-800-244-5506. JohnAnthonySports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
There you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your sports hit. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident on Davis Highway. This is going to be northbound right near us, right off Plantation Road. This is going to be right near the interstate, I-10, I-110 exit. Northbound, seeing slowdowns, passing right near Creighton is where you'll start seeing delays. Got a call in with some details. It's three vehicles involved with authorities just pulling up to the scene a couple minutes ago. So hopefully it'll get cleared out soon, but definitely still seeing some slowdowns. Again, northbound on Davis Highway right near the interstate. We do have slow traffic on I-10. It's going to be if you're moving eastbound, getting off at Avalon Boulevard, seeing some slowdowns there, as well as everyday afternoon delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge. See something else on the roads? Call in with your traffic tip to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola, right? I'm Bobby Rossi. So there is a big omnibus spending bill that's being discussed in the U.S. Senate and U.S. House, and Senator Rand Paul had an interview with Fox Business's Kudlow, and he is encouraging Republicans to vote against the omnibus spending bill. He goes on and explains that Republicans, congressional Republicans, are emasculated and have ceded power to Democrats for no gain to themselves. I saw that. I'm like, well, yeah, that's true. People have been saying that for a long time. The Republicans have constantly caved for decades now to Democrat agendas. And, you know, but then let's not forget, Republicans had control of the House. Republicans had control of the Senate. And Republicans had control of the executive branch during President Trump's first 2 years in office. And what did they do? They increased spending. It was just, now for some of us who've been watching this for, you know, decades, we know it's not really, there really is no fiscal conservative group, like large body. There's fiscal conservative individuals, but no group or body that is fiscally conservative in the U.S. House or U.S. Senate. But it's a matter of, well, we're going to spend a lot. It's just what we're going to spend it on is where you have that disagreement. And that's what they showed, you know, in 2016 to 2018. Let's see here. Going on here, he said, not only are Republicans, this is Senator Rand Paul, not only are Republicans emasculated, they have no power and are unwilling to gain that power back. He says, the only way we could get the power back, dividing the spending into 12 different bills, and then decide to hold one of them hostage or two of them hostage and then apply policy changes in the House. But they've got to do it. They've got to capture this, talking about the House. And we do that. We'd have to do that, do the budget the way it's supposed to be. A budget, 12 appropriation bills, then try to attach some policy like removing the 87,000 IRS agents from the IRS budget. Instead, it's an omnibus bill that has everything in it. So you either get it all passed or nothing. And that means if you want to fund the government, that means you might end up having to fund some things you don't like about the government. And so that's one of the things that he was talking about right there. We need to really split it up. We need to break it up and just talk about each separate spending bill in and of itself. But they're not strong enough to push for something like that. But I tell you what, there's Democrats who want the same thing, though. There's Democrats who want to separate it and to be able to focus on the spending like piece by piece instead of just a big omnibus spending bill. The problem is the vast majority of people in Congress are lazy. I'm telling you, they're lazy. They're lazy, and they're like, I don't want to read through 12 different spending bills. Just tell me if I need to vote yes or no on it. And they just listen to the party leadership, and they just do what they tell them to do. It happens all the time. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to get the top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, but also going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. So stick around for that.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here about the omnibus bill. So help me out, Bobby. This is something I don't know. Who actually would make the decision to go from individual bills to the omnibus that holds everybody hostage so that we pass this fat piece of crap to fund the government thing? Who actually is responsible for that change from the individual bills to the omnibus? I'm actually not positive. But, I mean, it really started becoming more common during the Nancy Pelosi era of controlling the House. But it might have been Newt Gingrich all the way back in the 80s. It might have been Newt Gingrich made a lot of changes to the way things operate in Congress. He had a lot of influence on how the things changed. And so he might have been that, but it definitely became a lot more common, bigger, and now it's just kind of standard since the Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid era. So, but I'm not sure when it actually made a big change like that. It's a good question. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Well, Bobby, the White House urging Americans to get their updated COVID-19 shot to help prevent it from spreading this winter. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha said COVID cases and hospitalizations are currently on the rise. Mortgage rates continued dropping for the fifth straight week. Freddie Mac reporting the average for a 30-year fixed rate, 6.31% for the week ending Wednesday. The NCAA will have a new president come March 1st. Current Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker will take over as NCAA president following the end of his second term. And the sequel to the highest grossing film of all time looks to be headed for a big global opening this weekend. Avatar: The Way of Water, launching with a $15.8 million start at the international box office.
Yeah, and that movie is, so I did look it up because, of course, tonight's preview night. If you want to go check it out early, you can check it out. And I often do that. I'll go watch a movie early to give my thoughts and opinions on it tomorrow. So I was checking this one out, and I was like, all right, how much time do I got for tonight to watch this? This thing's over 3 hours. It's like 3 hours and 20 minutes. And then plus you got previews. You can be there for...
It's a four and a half hour commitment right there.
As they say, by the time you go, you leave to head there, if you want to go get popcorn and candy and drinks and stuff, and then driving home, it's a four-hour commitment at least, minimum. Minimum. It's like, this thing better be good.
Are you seeing it tonight?
Nope, we'll not see it. No, I've decided. There's a good Thursday night football game on tonight. So 49ers against Seahawks looks pretty appealing. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still are having delays on Davis Highway. This is going to be due to an accident right off the interstate. If you're headed northbound on Davis Highway, we had an accident involving three vehicles, and it is backing traffic up to about the PetSmart. So right before Langley Avenue, or right after you pass Langley Avenue, you'll start seeing those delays. It clears up after you get past the interstate. Also got a call into the traffic line letting us know that we do have an accident on 98. This is going to be just before Blue Angel in the westbound direction on 98 throughout West Pensacola. Not seeing heavy delays, but definitely going to see some slight slowdowns right before you get to the intersection. You'll have to kind of get away from that accident, moved over to the side. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line with your traffic tip at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, 3 hours and 10 minutes is the runtime on this sucker. 3 hours and 10 minutes. That's, whew. The other thing, too, about it is it'd be one thing if, like, I read reviews and they're like, you've got to see this, you know. But instead of the reviews, they're like, it might be more visually stunning than the first one and also might be more boring than the first one. It's like, whoa, I'm not wasting 4 hours to do that then, you know. Yeah, no thank you. All right, top stories of FoxNews.com, our national news partner. The top story is support for Biden is on the move as voters weigh in on a potential rematch against Trump. So looks like 71% are not interested in him running or were not interested in him running against Trump. Now it's up to 64%, so it's actually increased a little bit. But still, 64% are like, no, please don't. And it's actually not just a... It's not just a Biden run. It's a, would you want to see a Biden against Trump rematch? And the majority of voters are like, no, thank you. Other top story on FoxNews.com, Pete Buttigieg under fire. Why? Well, while there was the rail negotiation going on, which he was part of, that was dealing with paid sick leave, like that, they were fighting for paid sick leave. While they were doing paid sick leave, he went on paid vacation to Portugal during the negotiations. And that just rubbing some salt into the wound. And then there was another one here. Oh, yeah. Kentucky Supreme Court strikes down a school choice measure in Kentucky. And so, you know, Florida, we have one of the most, if not the most robust school choice options out there of any state. And but I guess their Supreme Court struck down one of theirs. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The correct pronunciation of Mount Everest is Everest. Mount Everest. That makes me sound haughty. I'm going to climb Mount Everest. Doesn't it? Just something about that pronunciation. Well, it's named after Sir George Everest, a surveyor from Wales. And so that's how it's pronounced. So, oh, and he's even a sir. I'm going to climb Mount Everest, named after Sir George Everest, the surveyor from Wales. Ever wonder why saffron is so expensive? Me neither. Just kidding. It takes 75,000 saffron flowers to make 1 pound of saffron spice because each only has a small amount of each saffron flower is used. And all the harvesting must be done by hand. Major League Baseball has managed to buy the domain names for all of its teams, except for three. There's three teams they don't own the domain name for. Giants.com is owned by the New York Giants football team. Rays.com is owned by a restaurant in Seattle. And the Guardians.com is currently for sale, but not at a price that Cleveland wants to pay for it. So that's kind of funny. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.